Thank you for tuning in to the Read Together UMCNA podcast. Hopefully, these meditations offered by your fellow readers are giving you new insights into the scripture for each week. Don't forget to check out the Read Together UMCNA Facebook page for more thought-provoking observations. We encourage our readers to post their thoughts and comment on the ideas posted by others. Are you ready to look around your own hometown and look for the things that break your heart? This is the lesson Marian Royston shares from Nehemiah's story in this week's podcast.
Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace." I told them that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me, and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, "Let us start building." So they committed themselves to the common good. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they mocked and ridiculed us, saying, "What is this that you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?" Then I replied to them, "The God of heaven is the one who will give us success, and we his servants are going to start building, but you have no share, claim, or historic right in Jerusalem."
Here we find a heartbroken Nehemiah, who returns home to Jerusalem with the mission of rebuilding the walls of the city. The exiles had already begun their return home to Judah at this point. Earlier, Nehemiah was visited by his brother who brought news of the Jews who had escaped captivity, and he informs Nehemiah that they were in great trouble and shame because the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and its gates had been destroyed by fire. This news brought great distress to Nehemiah, and he entered a time of mourning, fasting, and prayer. Nehemiah, you see, was a man of a very high status position. He was the king's cupbearer. This means that he had access to the king. It also means that his loyalty was expected and required. He was so close to the king that his emotions were known to the king. And so when something was wrong with Nehemiah, when Nehemiah's distress was apparent, the king asked him why he was sad. And in that moment, Nehemiah had a choice. He could have told the king that it was nothing, or he could risk his position because of his seemingly divided loyalties and tell the king the truth of his distress. Most likely emboldened and prompted by his time of fasting and prayer, Nehemiah chooses the truth. And his explanation of his grief changes the game for Jerusalem. The king sends him home to rebuild the wall that had brought the city of Jerusalem to disgrace. Once there, Nehemiah gathers other people who care about the well-being of their home and invites them to rebuild the city's walls with him, so that the disgrace of the city ends. And so it reads that they committed themselves to the common good. Now it's my suspicion that everyone under the sound of my voice is a part of a community that they call home. And I further suspect that everything in that community is not in perfect condition. As citizens of the United States, as citizens of Alabama, as members of the United Methodist Church, and citizens of whatever city or town or village from which you hail, I can almost guarantee that everything is not as it should be. Everything is not as God intends for it to be. And it's safe to say that parts of the communities that are home to us have areas that have fallen into disgrace. Areas of disgrace which we are called to rebuild. I'm a middle school teacher, among other things, in my hometown, and I know from my relationship with my students and from other avenues from which I'm in the community that our community has areas of deep disgrace. When there are areas of town where children feel unsafe to go outside and play, we have disgrace. When children are not guaranteed a nutritious meal in their homes, we have disgrace. When children are kicked out of their homes and left to fend for themselves, we have disgrace. When families and individuals feel that they have nowhere to turn in a community filled with churches, we have disgrace. And that's just my community. And those are just a few of the stories that I actually know. What disgraces exist in your community? Are you even aware of what's going on around you? Sometime recently, Joseph Daniels, the author of Walking with Nehemiah, visited the Cheha District. And in the workshop he gave, based on his book, he told us that the first step in mitigating the disgrace that exists within our communities is to feel our hearts break. Just as Nehemiah did. Nehemiah's heart broke for Jerusalem in such a way that it led him to risk his very important and very comfortable position as the king's cupbearer to do something about the problem. What in your community is your heart breaking for? What do you feel called to gather people together to commit themselves to the common good for, as Nehemiah did? If your answer is nothing, I'd encourage you to think harder and ask God to open your eyes to the reality around you. Because make no mistake, there is work to be done. As people of God, we must be those who build up, not tear down. We must roll up our sleeves and work for the common good of our communities, a common good that includes and prioritizes our church communities, but more importantly, it includes the work that our churches should be doing beyond the boundaries of our properties. So I ask you, what breaks your heart? What do you need to rebuild in your community? And what do we need to rebuild as a church?
Let us pray. Dear God, break our hearts for your world. Break our hearts until we include all your creation. Help us deeply love our communities. We pray to be people of courage, willing to do your work to help make our communities be safe and healthy for all people. Help us rebuild our communities to be a place where we love each other as you have loved us. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sawyer, thank you. Sawyer is one of several youth and young adult representatives here, and they are blessing us. They are in this corner over here. So if you are in that number, lift your hand, if you will, and please express your appreciation. We are very grateful for you and for the leaders.